From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
I'm Melissa Block in Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Nairobi, Kenya. She's beginning a seven-nation tour across Africa. Just over a year ago, Kenya experienced the worst ethnic violence in the country's history. As NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, the old divisions are still there, and it won't take long for Clinton to encounter them.
This is hot chocolate season in Nairobi. It's winter here, and the people at this cafe are clamoring for hot chocolate and double lattes to weather the chill. The travel books say that Nairobi has the perfect climate. Never too hot, never too cold, but that's a deceptive view. Many here say that when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton takes Kenya's political temperature this week, she'll see that the entire nation is at a boil. Tom Wolf is a political analyst and sometime pollster. He says people here think their grand coalition government isn't so grand.
Certainly, overall, there's been a very dramatic drop in support for the coalition, nearly half down from what it was a year ago.
The formation of Kenya's coalition government last year, following a disputed presidential election, ended an ugly chapter of ethnic violence in the country that killed more than 1,000 people and displaced hundreds of thousands. But polls show that ordinary Kenyans have yet to benefit from the peace. Ethnic groups remain unreconciled. The perpetrators of violence are at large. And Wolf says that an economic downturn in the country has strengthened perceptions among voters that their leaders don't care about them.
They don't see public officials sacrificing at all. In fact, quite the contrary. Members of parliament have certainly not even symbolically expressed any sympathy with their constituents by cutting back their salaries and perks, which are, you know, equivalent to what I understand members of the national legislature get in an oil-rich country like Norway. I mean, they're, I think, the highest-paid legislators in sub-Saharan Africa, in Kenya.
Some members of Kenya's coalition government are believed to have encouraged the deadly violence last year. And the coalition has been under strong national and international pressure to bring all the ringleaders to justice. But the government has resisted. In the lead-up to the Clinton visit, they inaugurated a Truth, Justice, and Reconciliation Commission to address human rights abuses. But the commission's mandate is to look at abuses from as far back as Kenyan independence in 1963. Hassan Omar Hassan heads the Kenyan National Human Rights Commission. He says the coalition is stalling.
And it is going to be at least 2.5 years before the Truth Commission produces its preliminary report. The absence of getting anything done might be leading to national disintegration, because what they're doing is that we create a national fatigue, we create national despair. Everybody is fundamentally extremely angry with its own leadership, and that's not good for a country.
The U.S. is the largest single donor of aid and other economic assistance to Kenya, and the U.S. has strongly condemned the coalition's failure to create a special tribunal. On Wednesday, Hillary Clinton will meet with President Mwai Kibaki and his rival, Prime Minister Raila Odinga. And on Thursday, she has a town meeting scheduled at Nairobi University. Analyst Tom Wolf says it's imperative that Clinton listen to ordinary Kenyans who may be tempted to use violence again to make their frustrations known.
The use of violence to protest, for better or worse, or maybe some of both, has given many ordinary Kenyans a feeling of empowerment.
Clinton will also meet with Somalia's interim president, Sheikh Sharif Ahmed, who's been battling an Islamist insurgency that the U.S. has linked to al-Qaeda. The U.S. is Somalia's largest single donor of humanitarian aid, and the Obama administration has sent Ahmed weapons and ammunition. The Secretary of State will then move on to South Africa, Angola, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Nigeria, Liberia, and Cape Verde, which the State Department calls a model of democracy. The travel books say that there are some nice hot beaches in Cape Verde. But Clinton will have to take the political temperature of that nation, too. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.